Now that's something you don't see every day, he said. His accent was a kind of cultured Cockney, flecked with hints of Scots. You know what you've gone and done, George? You've only gone and called up the gentleman of the dice. Remorselessness incarnate. Rapaciousness personified. You know the sort of thing. Have we met? I asked. Oh, yeah, of course, loads of times. Though I've changed since then, more than once. You're... Yes, George? At that moment, I found myself remembering a man who I met before on several of the most remarkable occasions of my life. A man who stands forever at the centre of chaos. A man who arrives when you least expect him, and who brings danger and adventure in his wake. A man who fixes things. A man who heals. And above all, a man who can show each and every one of us how to become the very best version of ourselves. And so I smiled and I said, "You're the doctor, aren't you?" At this, he gave a big, broad, and almost rather foolish grin. "Spot on," he nodded, like a cheeky schoolboy, towards the gunslingers who are now practically upon the stand. "Let's catch up later, eh? For now, I want to suggest the better part of valour. So we run, Doctor. Take my hand, George. And on Z!"
Big Finish. We love stories.